What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Dolly Meacham from LA joins us. Hey, glamorous, nice tan.
Hello. I am here fabulous. Ooh, sweating a little here in LA. Why y'all are freezing?
It's so warm. In the East Coast. It's freezing in New York. Guess who I saw yesterday? Ooh. I saw the president. I was walking down the West Side Highway, and they literally shut down the West Side Highway. I know, this wasn't Beyonce or Jay-Z. Like, I knew something big was going on because police were everywhere, and they shut down the lane of traffic. Like, they completely shut it down, and so the downtown lane was shut, and the president used it as an uptown lane. I've never seen anything like it. And so I was standing there, and who whizzes past in the Beast? The president. Well, I tried to look into the car to see if he was listening to the Naughty But Nice podcast on his stereo equipment, but Secret Service is like, you back up. I know, not to be messed with. And then it was pretty amazing, Donna. Pretty amazing to see the motorcade. And I know we're not a political show, and I'm not going to get into that for 1 second. I'm no fool about that. But it was sort of thrilling to see this massive moment. It's no joke. I mean, I've been around some big stars. They don't travel like that. Like, they don't shut down the West Side Highway for Jessica Simpson.
No, not at all. This is, at the end of the day, he's the most powerful man in the world. We are still a superpower. And he holds the key to everything. Whether you voted for him or not, you still have to admire and respect what he does.
It was wild. It was absolutely wild. Hey, let's jump into the show before I get myself in any more trouble. I know. I try so hard to not be a political show. And I think we genuinely, which means we with conviction, and generally, which means sort about, you know, we sort of do it. I think we are quite successful in staying away from politics. And today is going to be no exception. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Andy Cohen is mad. So he's shutting down a rumour that the Real Housewives of New York legacy has been scrapped. So rumours are swirling that the Real Housewives of New York City, their spin-off show, remember it was going to be called Legacy and it was going to have all the original housewives on. Well, there's rumours bubbling up that it's been totally scrapped because they couldn't come to agreement on how much they're going to pay the ladies. And that sort of makes sense because after being paid so much money on the Real Housewives of New York for some of them 13 seasons, I'm looking at you, Ramona, to do a new show, they're being offered the basic, like, starter salary, not a job you've been in for 13 years, but a job you've been in for 10 minutes, and they don't really like it. And so some of the ladies, you know who you are leaking that the whole thing is scrapped, but Andy Cohen is saying that is not true. He tweeted, don't believe everything you read. And so now I hit the phones, I spoke to my sources, I spoke to one of the ladies who's told me that she has a contract that she's planning to sign this week. So maybe one or two of them are not happy with the money, but it looks as if they're going to have enough ladies to cobble together a show. I mean, there's a lot of people that have passed through that show. Luann, Sonia, Ramona, who else? Leah, lots of people, even Alex and Simon, Bethany, Frankel. There's so many that they can cobble. Jill Zarin, they can cobble together a show. So who do you think's the one who wants the most money? I think it's probably Ramona.
I would say Ramona. It is so tough. It's who was the one who was the to get her fiance? She moved.
Oh, Tinsley Mortimer, the socialite. Yeah. Tinsley, yeah. I don't think Tinsley's into it, but you have to remember too, often people do these reality shows for the fame, not the money. So a lot of people want to be reality stars. They don't necessarily want to be rich reality stars. So don't get me wrong, nobody wants to be a poor reality star. But what I'm saying is a lot of people do this for other reasons. Along the way, it's lovely that they earned money, but I think a lot of them, let's be honest, are so thirsty that they probably will do it for very little. So whoever thinks they're Jennifer Aniston and is holding out for $1 million an episode, Andy Cohen is saying absolutely not. He went on to admit that a big red flag was the ratings declined every single week of the season 13. That was the last season. And he said there was a disenchantment on social media, but ultimately TV is about the ratings, and they just kept going down. And that's when they knew they had a problem. And he came up with this idea to start from scratch, to start the New York Housewives from scratch with a whole new bunch of ladies, a completely new cast. So we've seen new people join, old people leave, but we've not really seen a brand new cast of unknowns since these franchises started maybe a decade ago. So the idea was to start up a new TV version of The Housewives with a whole new cast. But because Bravo never throws a dollar away, they were going to keep all the original ladies and put them on Peacock in a spin-off show called Legacy. Well, I think it's still going to happen. Andy Cohen is saying, don't believe what you read. I spoke to some sources today at Bravo and they were like, it's going to take a little longer. And yes, the ladies, obviously, they are experienced businesswomen, particularly now with contracts, because they've been going through contracts with Bravo for years. But at the end of the day, they know you can only push so far. And Bravo is successful, but it's not a network. It's a cable network. It's not Netflix. They can't be paying the money they paid the Friends. I know. You think everybody on TV is really rich. Like, we've met people, Donny, on Bravo shows. They don't live in penthouses. They don't.
No, they go to work. We know one from Summer House. She's still touring and she's doing her comedy shows because those shows don't pay a ton of money unless you've reached Real Housewives of New York fame season 10, where you're getting millions and millions of viewers. But the one thing I'll say here is Andy Cohen is a lot of things, but he's not a liar. If he says, don't believe what you hear, I'm going to go with Andy and say, I'm not believing what I hear.
I'm going with Andy. Definitely. I'm definitely going with Andy on this one. I mean, it's quite a shocking story that they've all been fired, but it sort of doesn't make sense because we've met these ladies and we know how thirsty they are. And so I don't really believe it, but I want to know what you think. Andy Cohen is shutting down rumours that Real Housewife of New York spin-off, The Legacy Show, has been totally scrapped. Will you watch it? That's our question. Not do you believe it. I want to know, will you watch a spin-off show? A friend of mine did point something out that I thought was really smart. If they're not getting ratings on TV, which they're not, which is why they've all been fired, why do we suddenly think they'll get ratings on Peacock? Or I think the answer to that is the expectations are so much lower on Peacock that you can survive with a couple of 100,000, where when you're on Bravo, you meet 1 million or so. So go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Another store that apparently has to do with money. Friends are saying that Lisa Marie Presley wanted her trust to go to her kids as mom Priscilla Presley is contesting the will. So it's weeks after the sad passing of Lisa Marie Presley, a contentious battle over the star's will has emerged. So Lisa Marie wanted it to go to her kids, basically her three daughters, the Graceland estate, which is really the only thing she has that is lucrative.
That's the main thing. And worth, I think, about $400-500 million, half a billion dollars. Like, I was going to say 500,000. No, it's 500 million.
Yeah, because the reports are coming out that Lisa Marie was actually millions in debt when she died, which is kind of shocking and sad to believe, but also goes, these celebrities aren't as rich as we think they are. Mm-hmm. And Priscilla Presley is contesting the will over a signature, is what reports are coming out now. And a friend spilled Lisa's intent was very clear. Lisa really didn't feel that Priscilla was doing anything in her best interest.
Ooh,
which those are like damning words pointed right at her mother.
Yeah. They were not close. That's the mistake that we make here. Lisa Marie and Priscilla Presley were not that close. Now, when Elvis died, he left his entire estate to his 9-year-old daughter, but it was put in a trust until she turned 25. And so now that's what's going to be set up for Lisa Marie's three surviving children. She did have four children, but tragically her son Benjamin committed suicide. But friends are saying that Lisa Marie made it very clear she didn't want her mom in charge. She wanted her kids. And I think anybody that has children can really understand that. You want to leave stuff to your kids. And this is not just money. Obviously, it's millions and millions of dollars. This is power. And this is access to Elvis Presley's home, one of the most visited homes in America. In fact, I think I read after the White House, it's the second most visited home. So she wants it to be with her children. I think here, it's hers to give. So we have to respect. We can argue that should have Elvis left it to Priscilla instead of his daughter. But I think here, Elvis wanted to leave it to his kid and Lisa Marie wants to leave it to her kids, which I think is a very common thing. We'll definitely keep on top of that story. Hey, moving along, I love this. Ben Affleck was all smiles when we spotted him having a rare chat with his ex Jennifer Garner's new boyfriend, or not so new actually, John Miller's been around for a couple of years. So they were spotted together with nothing but love for each other. They were seen exchanging pleasantries outside her home. The two men were smiling. They were laughing, following the light-hearted conversation. The two of them disappeared into the house. This is quite a rare moment. We don't really get to see Ben and Jennifer Garner that much, particularly after he married J-Lo. In fact, I'm told this is the first time we've seen him with Gardner since he married J-Lo. They share three kids together, Violet, Sarafina, and Samuel. I like this. Although to me, I want to desperately be that guy that can be friends with my ex's boyfriend. I would struggle a little bit with this. And Donnie, I know you would because you hold a grudge.
Yes, I would like to say that I would be able to just smile and get over it, but I'm not sure if I would. But I really, Jen and Ben should teach a class on Hollywood exes. These two are really class acts when it comes to their kids.
It is.
They're so lovely. And a little tidbit, a little inside gossip that we love to do here. People are obsessed with Jennifer Garner. Any story we ever do on any publication I've worked for on Jennifer Garner does well. It's an obsession.
Do you know how I knew that? If you look at the covers of the weekly magazines, Jennifer Garner outsells J-Lo. So when they put Jennifer, I think she's on the cover of Us Weekly this week or last week. It sold fabulously. People like her because I think she's the girl next door. Like, she's the girl we could all be if we were 10 pounds like lighter. We had better skin and better like
zillions
teeth.
Of dollars.
Like, she's sort of like a more polished version of ourselves, where I can never be J-Lo. Like, it's just impossible. It's a different avatar. But in my wildest sort of dreams and maybe in slight reality, I could be a Jennifer Garner. You could too, Donnie. Like, we could both scrub her, but I think that's why she's so approachable. Plus, she's really, really lovely. I'm happy to see Jennifer Garner happy because Ben said some quite cruel things about married life, didn't he? So it's good to see her happy. This story, Hilaria Hillary Baldwin from Boston has given her first interview since her husband Alec was criminally charged. What has she got to say?
Yes, the non-Spanish Hilaria Baldwin is speaking out for the first time as husband Alec. He's expected to be formally charged with involuntary manslaughter for the shooting on the Rust movie set that killed Helena Hutchins, which the movie is reportedly going to be back in pre-production, so it's coming on. She said it on her podcast, which I just the name of it alone kind of irks me. It's called Witches Anonymous.
Of course she went on it. Of course. I mean, if that came into my inbox, Rob Chute, would you like to do an interview with Witches Anonymous? It probably would be a pass. And I'm not Hillary Baldwin. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she goes, it's been an emotional time for my family, and I do so want to express to you how grateful I am for your support and your kindness and your reason. The yoga instructor shared, she goes, quite honestly, without it, we would crumble. So thank you for being our rock right now, because I don't feel so strong. Yeah, this is scary, because if you're charged with involuntary manslaughter, you could possibly see prison time. This man has
5 years, yeah, 5-6 years.
Many kids, very young. It would be very hard on her. So I can understand, whether we love her or not, this is a difficult time for her.
Yeah, it's just not helping, though. So I understand what she's saying. I just don't understand why she's saying it. Oh, I don't doubt any of her remarks. I'm just concerned about this need for attention. And only a couple of days ago, she did a press conference outside her building telling us that she was not going to talk to the press. And now she's doing podcasts. Like, it's not helping. I think at the moment, the two of them should stay away from cameras and focus on their legal defense. And then after all that is over, then they can figure out their PR moves. But it feels here just a silly. And it doesn't look good. If you're listening, hello, 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 Hilaria. I'll call you that if you're listening. Hilaria. Step back. Not helping. Okay, before we get a break, I love this story. Ashton Kutcher is admitting that he was really effed off by his ex Demi Moore's memoir. Did I not say his last name right? How do you say it?
Kutcher.
Kutcher? Kutcher. What did I say?
Kushner? That Kushner, that's the Kutcher. One mirror.
I know. Sometimes I'm not very good at really pronouncing names, but I try to say them really fast with a particularly British accent so that you will think that with my confidence and my accent, I got it right. But I saw you out the corner of my eye, Donnie, giggling to yourself. I'll do it again. Ashton Kutcher. Close enough. Better? Okay, so he is doing an interview with Esquire, and he said that Demi's book really upset him because he'd finally got to a place with the press where they'd laid off him and his wife, Mila Kunis, I got that right, and he could have a life with his family. Then the book came out and suddenly the paparazzi are back outside his house, they're at his kids' schools, and he said he has no hard feelings towards Demi, but you have to say that, but I think he does. He does, I mean, because if you're saying you're effing pissed, that's quite a hard feeling, isn't it? So he was married to the actress, to Demi Moore, from 2005 to 2013. It wasn't 10 minutes. It was a while. And then the book came out and she reflected on things. Oh, I love the book. Demi said they had a three-way. Yes, I know. In the book, not once, but twice. It's a delicious book. He's not happy about it, but you know it's all true. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our giggling friend, Donnie Meacham. Did I get that name right?
Meacham.
Practiced.
Donice, if you're nasty.
Your real name is Denise.
Yes.
Denise?
Donice.
Dennis?
Donice.
Donice. It's a gay old name. Come on. Did your mummy know what a gay old name that was?
Oh, yeah. Donice Lynn.
Lynn.
Even gay.
And then she's furious when you come out of class.
Furious.
I mean, furious. Donice Lynn. Okay. On our last show, we talked about Lisa Marie Presley taking opioids again and losing 50 pounds in the weeks before her death. Are you surprised by these horrible revelations? 80% said no. And I think that's because Lisa Marie, she struggled, didn't she? She really struggled in life. She was quite open about her addictions, about her struggles. I really do pray that she now is resting in peace, although I doubt it with all this drama now between her children and her mommy. It's only going to get worse. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, well, as Amy Robach and TJ Holmes are snapped here in LA, actually just all over each other after getting canned by ABC, Andrew Hsu is too classy to get wrapped up in the messy saga. So ABC is completely done with Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. I'm sure these two will bounce back. I'm not worried about them professionally. In fact, Robach's estranged husband, Andrew Hsu, doesn't want any part of this. No one wants to be a part of their mess, a source told Page Six, and said he's very classy. Another pal of the former couple told Page Six that the most difficult part about the scandalous affair was that everyone loved Andrew. This is the part we do almost forget about, because I've said it publicly, I'm not a big fan that ABC let go of TJ and Amy because of this affair, but we do forget that there are two other people involved in this saga.
There are more than two, because there's children involved too. Andrew Shue's a nice guy. Do you know, I was his publicist.
Fabulous.
I know. 25 years ago, he was one of my first clients, and I came from Britain, so I'd never actually watched Melrose Place, so I didn't really know him. And he would always call, and he was always so polite. He's classy. He's a good guy. And then about 2 years ago, I had drinks with him in Midtown. Class. He picked up the check.
Oh,
isn't that nice? And then another time, I was at a friend's birthday party, and it was a lot of us. He had to leave early because he's famous and has things to do, and we didn't. We could sit there all night. Like, you've been out with me, Donny. Where am I going? I might as well sit here. I've got to, I've nowhere to go. No one invited me to a party. Well, before he left, he paid the tab. Isn't that lovely? As a surprise, he picked up the tab for, it must have been about 10 people. So it was a lot of people. I noticed when the check came, it was half of what it should have been. I was like, there's been a mistake. Throw your money down and run for your life. And they said, no, the guy from Melrose Place paid the tab. Lovely. He's a good guy. Okay, let's do our naughtiest today. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Prince Charles is reportedly in talks to hit back at Prince Harry in a new interview. Charles, King Charles, Charlie, whatever you go by. If you're listening, hello, 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 don't do it. So he's talking about doing a landmark interview. Now, this is where it gets difficult. He wants to do an interview because he's going to become the king. He's the king now, but he's going to get coronated in a couple of months. So around the coronation, there's going to be massive coverage on the BBC, all the British TV. They're going to look back at his life, his childhood. They want to do an interview, a one-on-one interview. How does he do it without mentioning Harry and Meghan? You know they're going to ask. They're saying that maybe the royal family could produce their own documentary and give it out, like a handout. That's often what celebrities do when they get in trouble. That's what Will Smith did. He recorded his own apology. Do you remember after the Oscars, he didn't let anyone interview him. He recorded it himself and handed it out. Maybe that's the way to go, but this is a mess. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You gotta Rob, you gotta Rob, you gotta Rob. Listen to this, Donny. It's important. Trying to win support from people who cannot get excited for you is a losing game. A game that you're only going to win when you stop playing it. Has your day ever been ruined by the actions of another person? I know mine. Mine has. Several times. I would let a total stranger, like, upset my day, maybe my week, maybe even my year. But not anymore. I have removed people from my life who don't bring me happiness. Get their negative voices, their negative noise out of your head, and stop giving access to your time and attention to people who do not deserve it. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donny Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to obey.
Nice.
Yes. Take care, Denise. Lynn.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.